Aunt Betty's Mother's Day Present, subtitled The Afternoon Roger Became a Hippie. You all remember Aunt Betty, elderly in years, with enough attitude to wear out even today's youngsters. You also remember her son Roger, with the personality of a prune. Actually, the prune metaphor only works if you add concepts like annoying and self-centered. Roger always wanted to display wealth, took Aunt Betty on a vacation to San Francisco for Mother's Day. As soon as they arrive, Aunt Betty says she wants to go to Haight-Ashbury. Did I mention that Roger is very right-wing conservative? By the way, this story is sort of dated. Roger being led to believe by Aunt Betty that it is just a nice neighborhood of historic homes and casual dining agrees to go. Roger dresses in beige slacks and a Pebble Beach golf shirt. Aunt Betty dresses in a tie-dyed skirt and wears a wreath of daisies in her hair. Roger, naive as always, plugs in the car's Garmin and drives us straight to the 1960s. He parks the car, opens his eyes, and gasps. Aunt Betty drags him literally into the Avocado and Sprouts restaurant. Talk turns to politics while Roger is picking at his whole grain sandwich. Roger had wanted plain white bread, but it was not available. Nor was plain white available as a view in the political conversation. Voices rise in Vietnam, to hell, no, we won't go. Afraid Roger might take his cherished picture of Richard Nixon out of his wallet, I suggest that we go check his car. He actually likes my idea, saying that with all these people wearing these peace signs, it must be a violent neighborhood. Then it happens. Roger sees the store next to the cafe advertised as a smoke shop. Rogers tells me he would enjoy a good cigar and leaves me at the curb. Roger leaves the smoke shop a different person. One could even say mellow. Roger, normally grumpy, is laughing, actually giggling. He no longer is a picky eater, finishes his whole grain bread without a complaint, and heads for the cookies. Rogers insists upon buying a tie-dyed shirt and singing like Bob Dylan. It was the best afternoon Aunt Betty and I ever had with him.